KO4HKX, KO4NUE, over. This is KO4NUE.
NUE, Patrick's looking for you. Guilty as charged, KN4VWA.
Steve, I need you to write something down for me, bud. Get a pen. I am at the corner of Highway 11 and 25. There's an RV park there. There's a road that goes beside the RV park that goes back in the woods there about a mile. I blew a tire on the fuel pod and don't have a spare of tools. And I had to go there to borrow a four-way lug wrench, and it's pretty rough. So I'm gonna go into town and get my tire fixed. If you don't, I know this sounds crazy, but if you don't hear from me within the next hour or two, man, I need you to call the police, and I'll be adamant about getting back in touch with you. But I'm not really comfortable with it, but I don't have a choice. So just write down the location for me, and all right, I'm settled down. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Chad, so you're at the corner of 11 and 25, and you've blown a tire up into one of those little roads there in the campground. And if I don't hear back from you, you'll be okay?
If you don't hear from me within the next hour or two, something's not right. It's that rough. And I've been to some pretty rough places, but the yard that I just came from is full of a bunch of old cars. There's two pretty rough women there, and I haven't seen the man yet, but his name is Fat Boy, and they keep hollering for Fat Boy. And she let me borrow a four-way wrench that was stopped up in the flower pot in the front yard. I'm just going to tell you this, you take it the way you want. But there's panties and bras and stuff laying out in the yard. It's a pretty rough place, and I'm not scared or nothing, but I don't know who Fat Boy is or where he is or anything like that. I'm not threatened or anything. I'm just saying that if I'm going to get my tire fixed, if you don't hear from me in the next two or three hours, I'm probably in a bog somewhere or something. I don't know. I'm just telling you.
Look, did you get the wheel off?
And I'm on the way to Marietta to get it fixed. So that's going to take me an hour or so. But I do not want to go back in that yard. But I don't have a choice. My fuel pod is there with fuel in it. And I got to do what I got to do. So, I'm just letting somebody know. I don't think it's anything to worry about, but I'm just not comfortable with this at all. But it is what it is.
All right, good enough, bud. Now look, don't forget to try to get in touch with me now, because you got me on cue. If you can't hit me with a radio, hit me with a cell phone now. You got my number.
Trust me, I'm not gonna put you on cue and forget. Trust me, I'll keep you along all the way, but I got your cell phone number too, so I just gonna let somebody know. I'm trying to get in touch with Patrick, couldn't get him, but I will not leave you hanging, I promise.
Well, now Patrick was on here just a minute ago. Matter of fact, he was calling you, son.
I'm probably about 8-10 miles away from the nearest tire store. I'll let you know when I get there, and I'll let you know when I'm heading back. So, just keep your cell phone with you. How about that? You don't have to stay in the ham shack, but just keep something with you in case you do not hear from me. I'm gonna take a video. I'm gonna try to get a video of the place so you can see kind of what I'm talking about. I'm not saying anything bad about nobody at all. I'm just saying, okay, you get what I'm saying.
It's just not your level of lifestyle. I know what you mean. All right, I'll be listening for you. K4 VWA, clear.